The emergency room at Erie County Medical Center has seen a dramatic increase in recent years.
There's a 15-year-old for detox?
Yeah.
A 15-year-old addicted to an opioid.
So my name is Angela Fabiano.
Angela is a licensed mental health clinician.
I assess individuals in the ER at ECMC for detox.
They may be 15 years of age. They may be 50. They come from Amherst, from Clarence, or Orchard Park, or Buffalo.
It can be really scary, and you see that in those patients. Whether they're prescribed it or not, you see the fear of not having what they're used to having on a daily basis. And it's everywhere. Addiction is everywhere.
You have no idea, really.
Dr. Joshua Lynch is based at ECMC.
If you would have asked us 5 years ago, what's going to happen with opioid abuse, that any of us would have imagined that we would be in a situation that we are today.
The numbers are staggering. More than 33,000 deaths nationwide in 2015 from opioid pain medications and street drugs, including heroin and fentanyl.
Attorneys, athletes, medical professionals, all with addiction problems.
Not just in the city.
This is not an inner city problem, and actually last year it was almost half and half for the overdose deaths in Erie County between the city limits of Buffalo and the rest of the suburbs of Erie County.
It was a mixture of heroin and fentanyl that was found in his toxicity screen.
Deb Smith's son, Nathaniel, died of an opioid overdose nearly 2 years ago. Over the years, he'd struggled with pain from kidney stones and gallbladder surgery. He was hit by a car in 2011. He was on prescription opioids for the pain, released from a hospital with no follow-up care, turned to heroin and fentanyl. When he died, he was 26.
I realized when my son was taken that we are losing a very valuable, important part of our community. So many people were losing their loved ones. I don't want any other family to ever experience what it is that my family is experiencing.
And so Deb Smith joined the Erie County Opioid Epidemic Task Force. She tells of losing Nathaniel. She says opioid addiction is not a choice, but a disease.
We ask people to be kind, compassionate, thoughtful, considerate, and mindful of the person who's struggling with this disease so that no other person dies from shame.
There is some hopeful news on the horizon.
You do not need to have a painful withdrawal.
Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein.
You do not need to go somewhere inpatient for a month's time. Really, most people can be successfully treated on an outpatient basis with medication-assisted treatment.
Where can patients go after leaving the emergency room? Well, they should be able to go to wherever they live, says Dr. Joshua Lynch of ECMC.
The suburbs need the help just as much as the city does. We're all kidding ourselves if we think that not building a treatment center in a nice suburb is going to keep the patients with addiction problems out of that area. Let's face it, they live there anyway. So these are the people that you see at Wegmans and you walk by at the Galleria Mall.
This problem is in your backyard.
Dr. Gail Burstein.
It's a health problem in our community, and we have to improve access for those people struggling with these problems, because if we don't, they're going to die.
It is a national emergency. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.